This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy, retired, calling for a building program, not only for shipyards and the personnel to man them, but also for the United States Navy. Right now, however, Jerry, two odd reports. One, in the Gulf, where what are called sail drones are being tested out by the U.S. Navy. I have this in the news, and Admiral Stavridis, we both know him very well, James Stavridis, has written a column about the IRGC Navy, that's the bad guys, trying to steal or in some way inhibit these drones in the Gulf, even though it's international water, not blocking anybody's rain. The puzzle here is, Jerry, is that I learned from you, we're using Arleigh Burke-class destroyers to what? To take care of, like prams, these sail drones, and they have to go chasing after fast attack boats and other bad actors from the IRGC. Jerry, aren't Arleigh Burke's, aren't those battleships? Don't we have anything else out there to babysit the sail drones?
So normally this would be something that you would use coastal patrol boats or corvettes like the littoral combat ships. Or frigates to do this type of mothering or tending of the smaller drones. We do not have those. So as we've talked about previously, our littoral combat ships have a significant mechanical difficulties. So many of them are sidelined. Our coastal patrol craft are being decommissioned now because of their advanced age. We do not have a frigate yet, the Constellation class. So we began cutting steel in the construction of the first Constellation is underway right now in Wisconsin. So right now, what we have is the Arleigh Burke class destroyer, which has been in production since the late 1980s and has been in the fleet since the 1990s. And as you said, it's effectively a modern battleship. It's 9,700 tons of advanced warship. And so you're using these very advanced destroyers to run around and protect these drones, which we are testing and prototyping and developing in the Arabian Gulf. And what's interesting about this, and it's been highlighted by Admiral Stavridis and others, is that the Iranians are paying a lot of attention to drones and unmanned as game changers. So if, you know, Russia has approached Iran about buying unmanned capabilities from Iran. So Iran has been, stealing, capturing, shooting down drones for most of the last decade and a half. They recognize the advantage there. What I'm curious about on this case is, you know, one, why is the United States Navy testing drones in the Arabian Gulf, which is a very contested environment where you know these types of activities are going to go on where they'll try to steal them? And the other thing is why hasn't the Navy gone faster on developing drones, whether it was unmanned combat aerial vehicles or, for that matter, unmanned surface vehicles? We seem to be dragging our feet. So there's a whole lot wound up in this particular story, and I think it's one of the most important ones that's come out in recent months.
Now, about contesting the East Asia space with an air wing, do we have right now the ability to match the Chinese launching their carriers and matching us in the first island chain or the second island chain? I know this is the aircraft carrier thinking, Jerry, but they're building aircraft carriers everywhere. Do we have an adequate aircraft and an adequate deployment, or do we need also to go to drones off of our carriers?
Well, we absolutely have to go to drones off our aircraft carriers. That's the only way that we're going to keep the 11 aircraft carriers that we build and we operate relevant in the future security environment. We haven't done that yet. We are trying to develop the MQ-25, which is an unmanned tanker, but we don't have an unmanned combat aerial vehicle. We're still heavily invested in manned aircraft. What you're seeing right now with China and the creation of their new Type 3,
we have 003, 1 minute, Jerry. Go ahead.
You're seeing a prestige competition. China wants to be viewed as a great power. Carriers are operated by great powers, and so they're using their carrier program to develop this. But neither the Chinese carriers that they have or the ones that they're developing are ones that can seriously affect the field of battle in this age of missiles. They could do more advanced development. We certainly need to, with our air wing, we need to do unmanned combat aerial vehicles, get them on as soon as possible.
Captain Jerry Hendricks, U.S. Navy, retired aviator, now at the Sagamore Institute, writing at the National Review Online for the Ships Act. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,